Pablo, you have cleaned up nicely. You have partaken in some sort of grooming there that was professionally done.
Oh no. This is not professionally done. This is 85% me, 15% Liz. And it took 4 hours. So okay. Shout out to the professionals.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Levitard. That's Pablo Torre. Mina Kimes is here as well. Pablo Torre decided to be a journalist today. It's very exciting. Let's get started.
Journalism.
Does James Dolan owe the Knicks a public statement?
Okay, we've got a legitimate newsmaker in our midst. I'm always making fun of Pablo Torre for being generally gasbaggy, useless, and yet this story is a product of his Twitter account, his sources, and basically the Knicks again continue to be what they always are, which is a cartoon incompetent laugh track. And so before we get to the stupidity of how this is being handled in private by the Knicks, I would just say in general, as it comes to all of these sports teams, when you're making a statement, feel free to make a statement. You can say, hey, we're against police brutality. We are for what everyone is for, unity and equality and diversity. No one can argue with that stuff. It's okay to also say, though, and we're against the police misusing their power without it being about politics, without it being about an indictment of the police force. Just to say that is something that we should be demanding from our sports leagues. But here's James Dolan to set the bar so low on, I don't even want to talk about this. I don't want our employees to talk about it. Here in this memo is us just hiding in the shadows while all these other sports organizations take 6 hours to craft these statements that say nothing unless you're the Sacramento Kings or in New Orleans. The owners need to start saying stuff. And here's James Dolan running in the other direction.
I spent so much of yesterday growing cynical about the entire press release industrial complex for the reasons you just said, Dan. There's a playbook. PR is the art of minimizing backlash. This is the equivalent, so often it felt like, of taking a selfie in front of a protest and then driving away in your fancy car, never to actually follow up with action. But then this happened. And last night, I live in New York City, right? Outside my window is Manhattan. There are riots. There's looting. All of that stuff can be condemned and understood in the same measure. But for me, I was curious, why is it that the Knicks had not released a statement of any kind? And after looking into the story more, it turned out that there is a real issue inside of Madison Square Garden right now where the employees of Jim Dolan in the dozens are furious that they were silent. And it's because the bar was so low. And this is an organization, to be clear, that is very familiar and arguably numb to Jim Dolan being very Jim Dolan. He is, by many accounts, and I say this as a New Yorker, as a Knicks fan, ancestrally, the worst. I will disclose my bias in that case. But within the organization, there are employees who are really at their wit's end. And it's because they could not do the very minimum of acknowledging their pain, their suffering. They couldn't have a bit of empathy. And so if you can't do that, what does it say about the man you are? And that's where a lot of these employees find themselves still wondering today.
Normally when Jim Dolan says anything, it is safe to assume he is entirely wrong. Honestly, it's almost kind of impressive at this point from a statistical standpoint. Like usually it's almost impossible for an NFL team to go 0-16 because at some point sheer randomness sets in. Jim Dolan is the 0-16 of owners. But in this case, there is a tiny shred of veracity to what he said, which is this. He is not qualified to weigh in here. However, and this is the problem, he's also not interested in becoming qualified. He is not interested in listening to others. He is not interested in doing what the Washington Wizards did and letting his players speak for him. Look, a lot of these statements are terrible. They are banal. They are leaning on cliches. They are not using the important words that Dan used, police brutality, but they still matter. They matter internally, as Pablo laid out, to your own employees to show them that you give a bleep about learning. They matter externally. There is a reason why white athletes and celebrities are speaking up now, whereas they did not speak up when Trayvon Martin was killed, when Tamir Rice was killed, when Eric Garner has killed. The center is moving on this issue. And these corporate statements, as banal as they are, as useless as they are, as insufficient as they are, because they are far from enough, they signify to the masses that the center has moved. And if you are not there, you are in the extreme right now.
Do you see what she's saying there, Pablo, in terms of the difficulties of Nolan, sort of Dolan sort of navigating this entire thing behind the scenes? Because it is interesting, the point you were making on the radio, where you say basically James Dolan again exists to make all the owners look good because he looks so bad in the shadows.
Yeah, this is a bailout program of reputation. I mean, I don't know when you guys realized that the PR thing was getting tired and cliche and already you were growing cynical, but for me, it was when the company that makes Dungeons and Dragons released a statement, and I was like, I don't know if I needed to hear from the people who are responsible for role-playing fantasy games, but actually, to Mina's point, this is so disturbing, the conversation we're having, the lack of leadership we're having in this country at every level. It's so disturbing that it is so disturbing that it behooves even the D&D people to say something. And so for me, when it came to James Dolan and his inability to speak, look, there are many Knicks fans in my mentions. And my mentions, by the way, beyond being a typical Superfund site, are now like a confessional booth for all of these Knicks fans, which is both my nightmare and also my childhood. But what's happening now is that they are saying, but what about the fact that Jim Dolan has hired a lot of black people? He's empowered black people, and he deserves credit on that front, to be sure. Like what Jim Dolan says in the statement, actions are more valuable than words, is true. But the point is, read the room. Read the room. Understand that you are not just signaling externally, you are signaling internally. And what I think this comes down to, Dan, when it comes to why didn't Dolan do this, because this is a catastrophe of really unimaginable PR consequences at this point in time, it's because he is still afraid of offending the NYPD. And I understand that, right? I understand that there is a very fraught relationship between the owner of a business like Madison Square Garden, which has not paid taxes in 37 years, and the police force that protects it. But the fact that you can't call out the criminal acts within that body, that's where everybody is like, hold on. There is no more clear societal example where we've isolated that variable. I also think there is a fascinating checkmating of himself that's happened here. Because Jim Dolan, if he did not release this internal memo, which said the statement, quote, as companies in the business of sports and entertainment, however, we are not any more qualified than anyone else to offer our opinion on social matters. If he had not released a statement with that line in it, he could have then pivoted when the public pressure came, when questions followed, when players complained, when employees had meetings like they're having today without Jim Dolan, the equivalent of players-only meetings, except they're not players, they're employees of the CEO in this case, he could have pivoted. He could have done something. Instead, what we have now is a record that this is how he feels about this subject at the most tumultuous time possibly in our lifetimes, when it feels like 1968 or the closest that any of us could imagine it.
It's your fault. You outed him. You didn't give him the ability to pivot doing your journalism for the first time in the history of this network.
That's right. And I wish it would have required more digging. I really do. But the people in that building,
fired a text. You just fired a text off, got a response, and get to file it under reporting. Mina, you fly all over the country to interview Myles Garrett. Pablo's just sending a text, and the story's coming and landing on his lap.
If I brought down Jim Dolan, let the record know for historical posterity, I did it while wearing underwear.
Oh, my God.
And that's it.
No one needed to know that. No, literally no one.
No one. Literally no one.
Zero human beings wanted that information.
Zero. Zero human beings.
Journalism.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
I have to do a little bit more editing work. God, I would love to see an unfiltered Phil Rivers stream all game long.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today. Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Do you think it would turn out well if the NFL decided to mic up their players?
All right, so DeSean Jackson went on Lane Johnson's podcast. They are now teammates. Lane Johnson was on Mina's podcast. Everyone has a podcast except for Pablo Torre. And DeSean Jackson says, mic up the players in football. It'd be fun and great for us, but there'd be more cursing than you've heard on Sunday nights here on our documentary series as ESPN has decided, hey, the rules don't matter anymore. Everyone can just let it fly. We'd all like to hear DeSean Jackson and what he has to say during a game, Mina, but that's a disaster. You can't have these guys mic'd up when they don't necessarily remember they're mic'd up because they're in the middle of the violence.
It's also a logistical nightmare. So for those who don't know, the way it works now is when a player is mic'd up, he is then edited, right? It's something we learned when we had the Sam Darnold IC Ghost incident. People realized, oh, the NFL and whichever network is broadcasting the player, the mic'd up player, in this case it was ESPN. They go through a process where they decide after the fact, are we going to show this, right? So if it's a Russell Wilson or a J.J. Watt, it's easy. Not having to edit that much. If you've got like a, I don't know, Richard Sherman or Philip Rivers, you might have to do a little bit more editing work. God, I would love to see an unfiltered Philip Rivers stream all game long. And now imagine 22 players, Micah, or in counting the guys on the sideline near 100, just the sheer level of content moderation that would require would make this impossible.
It would be incredible. And the reason the NFL will never do this, of course, is because they know that they could put a game on mute with no sound and we're still going to watch it. Now more than ever, there is no compelling business reason for the NFL to agree to this, even if from the content and entertainment perspective, this is one of the greatest ideas anyone has ever had. The entire reason, by the way, I love the NBA and the idea of sitting courtside is because you can actually hear the athletes, you can hear the sounds of the game. And now as I say that, I've just realized that I am probably banned from Madison Square Garden. So that dream is probably now dead.
Wow, he really made it about himself at the end there. Did you see what happened, Mina? We were talking about the NFL. It's gone to his head, this whole breaking of the Knicks story.
One scoop, and it just, we're never going to hear the end of it. By the way, unfiltered Philip Rivers, when I said that phrase, got me thinking like, unfiltered, a Philip Rivers comedy special, but like un-P-H-I-L-T-E-R.
With the fill in the middle of the word, unfiltered. Yeah. Thank you, Mina, for sharing that with us. It's a good idea. Let's see if we can get it off the ground with the 1 year he has left with the Colts. Unfiltered. They could do it right now. The graphics department for Highly Questionable right now could stamp the screen with unfiltered and a fill right in the middle of it.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
With thousands of locally owned NAPA stores across the nation, chances are that wherever you call home, we do too. So as America starts opening back up for business, and as more of us start getting back out there again, we'll be in big cities, small towns, and everywhere in between, doing what we've always done to help keep our local communities moving forward. So whether you stop by a NAPA Auto Parts store, Auto Care Center, or visit us at NAPA Online, you can count on NAPA know-how.
Tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. on ESPN, the KBO.
Mina Kimes was on at 10:20 p.m. on a Saturday on one of these broadcasts because she's giving her gas bag opinions everywhere in multiple countries. And so we have for you now in these trying times, we bring you what Mina Kimes loves, animal videos. What do we have?
Some real enthusiasm there, Dan, when you said animal videos.
Yeah, yeah, animal videos. So, a bored cat, a bored mysterious cat.
No, that cat is pooping. Yeah.
Oh, is there pooping going on the field?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's some form of excrement.
Yeah.
He is unbothered.
Okay, you know,
yeah, he left. He left something there.
I'm really into this music, by the way. Is this official KPM music? Did we put on this music?
Wait a minute. Is this a flute? Is someone playing a flute right now with our animal video? Did we waste some sort of ESPN person's time to get them to play a flute?
Wait a minute. And now there's a bass line coming in? Is this Jim Dolan's band backing this video?
The complete lack of effort in catching the cat is impressive.
Well, they're very hard to catch. How about you, Pablo? Are you intrigued by a cat on the field and a flute playing in the background?
More than I have ever been, because there was an actual conversation before the show, Dan, of like, can we do funny videos today? Because our country is our country right now. But I have never been more jealous of what South Korea has going on. They have sports. They have a cat they can whimsically show with that weird band in the background. Yeah. They're loving it over there. I am so envious. Yeah. So, yes, give me as much of this as you can. Remind me of what life could be like.
All right. You see that Mina's already beginning to laugh. It's because this is what happens to her. She dissolves into laughter because she's got a joke that she wants to fire here, but she's not going to be able to fire the joke because look at her. This is what happens to her when she thinks she's got a good joke lined up that she wants to deliver. All right. Compose yourself and make whatever the joke is that you're going to make here. Is this going to succeed or not, Pablo? Because I don't think she's going to be able to get it out. The joke might be good. I don't think she's going to be able to get it out.
I could not be more excited for what's about to happen.
All right, let's see what you've got. Now it's got all the buildup and expectations of funny. Let's see what you've got here. Mina, are you intrigued?
I am, but I don't think that's what that team had in mind when they called for a late inning reliever.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's a horrible joke. It's a horrible joke.
The cat pooped in relief.
Thank you for watching. Again, as we always say, when it's these two on with us, there are two podcasts here that you can get. Both of them, however, are Mina's, no matter how much of a journalist Pablo thinks he is in his underwear. The Mina Kimes Show with Lenny is an excellent football podcast, and ESPN's Daily. You can get all the information you need from sports right there every day. Thank you for watching.
Oh, that's a Clorox wipe.